The Dukes of Hazzard will not be televised this evening in order that we may bring you the following special presentation.
In the fall of 2022, longtime Beatles sniffer T.J. Shanoff dipped into his son's non-existent college fund to repurchase 80, holy hell, 80, Paul McCartney 7-inch singles in a deluxe wooden boxed crate. T.J. previously owned the majority of the original pressings, but life is a conundrum. So why not own multiple copies of Give Ireland Back to the Irish? Later that same year, fellow Beatle creep Tony Mendoza dropped by TJ's home to listen to a selection of these very records. Together, they had a listening party, if one can call two middle-aged men drinking beer and listening to Macca Hot Wax at 1 p.m. a party. And if it sounds romantic, well, that's none of your business. What Tony and TJ do whilst listening to a remaster of Waterfalls, which originally sold roughly 18 copies in America, is their business. Keep out of their bedroom, you damn right-wing freaks. Can two married men listen to Macca's entire output on remastered 45s without driving each other crazy? Find out next, as the Untitled Beatles podcast presents, Macca Snacks Volume 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Untitled Beatles podcast.
Oh, I know which one I want to hear next.
I'm going to guess this one we're about to hear is Tony's favorite, which is I Want to Come Home.
It was fun hanging under the moon, heading into the sun. But it's been too long, now I want to come home.
No, but I'm pulling up Wonderful Christmas Time only because I want to see if they spelled Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reggae correctly.
Yeah, they got it. It's only that 89 pressing.
Okay.
On the CD.
So it was a CD thing, right?
Yes, it was only the CD, and Capitol got it back from Columbia.
That is hilarious. Right. No, this comes before coming up, right? Rudolph Reggae is the last thing he did in 79. Simon, man, what am I looking for?
Right.
Here we go. This is what I wanted to
hear. Oh, yeah. Great A side, better B side.
Yeah. I love them both. This might be one of my favorites. So this is Good Night Tonight. We're about to play.
I haven't played this one yet. I can't wait to hear how this sounds.
Awesome. Here, I'll pull it out.
Yeah. And as you're pulling it out... You know, this, oh, that's beautiful. It's got like almost the David Bowie Black Star kind of thing going on.
That's cool.
Oh, what country, what a beautiful Parlophone label. Wow.
Let's put it on.
Yeah, buddy. And this is one, the Columbia 45s were styrene, made of styrene.
What's styrene? Good night, styrene.
I may be pronouncing it wrong. You know I get things wrong.
Hello, and thanks for joining me on the Cactus Cowboy YouTube channel. My name is Dave Rose, and today we'll be looking at vinyl versus styrene, two different materials used to press records. Yeah, in the case of vinyl, a biscuit of vinyl, polyvinyl chloride, is pressed between two stampers in a press, heated up, and then pressed until all the material forms into the grooves. Once it's taken off the press, the trim or flashing is trimmed from the outside edge of the record. With styrene, also known as polystyrene, it's an injection molding process so that the material is injected into a mold and then released from the mold.
It's a kind of vinyl that just sounds cheaper and sounds...
Oh, I understand.
So this to hear on nice vinyl. Cool, man.
I love that the cover of the B-side is just a black square.
It is French. Okay, it's the French pressing of this. I love this tune. Call Tony.
This is another one where I feel like, oh man, if I was alive, I would be like, this is me hanging around in Miami if that was my life.
It still can be.
You're right.
I gotta get you into solo Donald Fagen, dude. That's all this is.
Fucking good song, man.
It's a great song.
It also puts me in the mind of that whole, like, Taste of Chicago, summer, like, when we were kids. There's a nostalgia definitely there for,
oh,
for
yeah,
me on that
one. You know, I miss Jane Byrne living in the projects. Miss those things. Okay, B-side coming up that rivals. Do you want to flip? Or would you
yeah,
like
I'll flip,
flip
it. I'll flip it. Why not?
It's a beautiful Parlophone record. So that's from France. That's gorgeous.
You guys hearing this? TJ put me to work over here in his own home. Get it? I know what's going on here.
Work, man. Work. Want to make a day's bread? Then work.
Work. I'm just looking at the etching on the inside and see if there's anything in there. No, just like the computer did it. All right. Sometimes mastering people etch things in there and that kind of a thing. That's cool.
What does she get for all the love she gave you? There on the ladder of regret.
Feeling that bass a little more?
Mighty river, give her all she gets. What does she get for all the
B-side.
Nighttime suffering is all she gets.
Yeah. And then the Beach Boys a cappella breakdown thing.
And then his vocals here, Tony.
He brings a Little Richard. Yeah, like a...
harmony.
She get for all the love she gave you.
One of the greatest songs he's ever written or arranged.
That's a good one, man. That is a happening one.
Yeah, man.
I love it, though, as its status, as like this kind of special oddity. I think that's what makes the song even more special, you know? If this song had gotten overplayed on the radio and this and that, like, we wouldn't be as revered by it. Your turn, TJ.
Let's do it.
So, here's the thing, my man. And, like, this thing's the greatest in the world. But the song I was waiting for the most is not accurate per the original 45. And it is a song I've been waiting for digitally since early 87. And it is the single remix of Only Love Remains. And as I'm sure you probably heard by now, if you're listening to the show, they call it the remix, and they say it's a 2022 remaster, but it is a different mix, different saxophone, different orchestral stuff. Most notable, Taking the Sand Inside an Oyster, there's this whole different string arrangement that sounds almost delayed in the original. On this one, nowhere to be found.
Okay.
Was it a choice? Was it a mistake? It's less, I'm not pissed. But the fact that there's no notation of it makes me wonder, is this Paul saying I never liked the original single mix? It's been out of print since the 87.
Let's
ignore it. Or is it did MPL, did someone just get it wrong? It's actual curiosity. Now there's another new single mix of this, and I'll have to go with the same vinyl drop I've had for 20 years. But yeah, we're going to hear this one.
All right. Only Love Remains. This seems to be its own special mix that hasn't appeared on anything else. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which to me is like a positive, kind of a cool thing. You just wanted a heads up, I think. Or something.
It's less one. Yeah, because if this is for the historical record and everything else is totally historically accurate, why not have this be historically accurate too? It's less... which makes me think it was an error. Maybe nobody at NPL has listened to this since they prepared it.
Maybe.
And also one of the great underrated B-sides too, a song that was left off the vinyl of Press to Play, but was on the CD. So you got three extra tracks, but you got the CD. And it's a great one.
Yes. Tough on a tightrope.
We're about to listen.
I'm doing what Ringo does. I say the next two songs we're going to do like he did at the George.
I love George. George love me. It's very clear.
I'm going to start with It Don't Come Easy. Then I'm going to do Honey Don't.
You know, I love George. George love me. And I'd like to do two numbers for you tonight. One, George and I wrote together. It's called Photograph. And the meaning's changed now, of course. And, you know, he loved Carl Perkins, so I'm going to do Honey Don't. Anyway, let's start with
the unique single remix of Only Love Remains.
And if you take your love away from me, I'm only going to want it back.
I do love the song.
Yeah, take us on the play-by-play, what's different when it comes up.
I will. It's all accurate here.
Accurate to the single, the original single?
Yes.
And the single had its own mix that was different than the album version?
Yes. Very different. Drums would stop on the single and pick up here, and they don't.
So the drums keep going throughout. That's a difference.
Sax would be in right in here on the single.
No sax.
I carry on believing in love. If your love was to trip through my fingers, what would
different sax part? Very different. The orchestration is totally different here.
Taking the sand inside
of the eighth notes are almost, they're delayed and they're really prominent and echoey.
Here's a clip from the original 1987 single remix. Can you spot the difference?
Taking the sand inside of the
Untitled Beatles Podcast Exclusive. Take a big whiff.
We won't be going out tonight.
Your sax missing there.
Be the one.
I love the drums here since I've been a kid, buddy. Here.
When love is all
tight, Bill. I hear triangle in there, too.
Different sax.
Same vocals, it feels like.
Same, total same vocals. Hey, this is the same. Buddy, I know I've said this in the show, but now that we've heard the song together, for reasons that I can't always fully explain, that song got me when I was 12 years old and never, that was just a weird, and when the 45 came out, it was like hearing it better. The first time I was, oh, this is a remix of a song I'd heard for a few months already. So it's jarring when you're getting something expecting total. And I'm not unhappy. It's not, didn't bum me out like the test pressing, but again, it's so weird that it's not noted anywhere. Does Paul, do his people know that it's not the same?
That's a good question. Maybe someone from MPL can answer that one day, maybe on some kind of a website.
Maybe on like a web chat in 01.
Yeah.
What do they call those?
Chat rooms? I don't know.
I used to go in chat rooms.
Oh, like a web. I know what you mean. Like you could ask a celebrity, David Duchovny. I'm picking him for no reason. Yeah. David Duchovny is somehow online and you can like type him a question. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I always used to. Yeah. On AOL, like Messenger. And I always used to message David Duchovny. Do I take Y2K seriously or not?
Yeah. You should know. You're on the X-Files. You know about outer space. You know aliens.
These things. Alien people.
Yeah. You know about aliens and green men and spacemen.
We have nothing against green men at the Intel Beatles podcast. Green men are fine. And green women.
And green women. And green non-conforming.
Hey, hello. Kermit the Frog here.
Why do you hate gangrene? Why are you talking about gangs? Yeah. All right. And now, from the B-side of Only the Remains, here's McCartney with Tup on a Tightrope on WFUK. This is an underrated kind of Paul ballad. I love this tune.
I mean, this sounds like a B-side to me. I think he has some melodies, yeah. I don't rank this high on my melodies list, but that's me.
This bridge feels like end credits.
Yes, it feels like movie music. You're right. It feels like end credits. That's exactly it. It's tough on a tightrope. Oh. No, I know my brother. I think the best boy is my friend's brother.
What? That key grip? I went to high school with him. What an asshole. But like, even his nonsense is better than... Would you rather hear this or a Phil Collins song of this era?
No, I had to think about that. I had to think about that. No, I guess Paul, yeah. But the thing about Phil Collins with me is that it probably hits me like some of this Paul stuff does with you. Those Phil Collins songs when he sold out to Michelob or whatever.
Yeah.
If I hear those songs, I get transported back to my early love of Letterman and staying up late and being the kid in school gets to stay up late. So I have there's a sentimental with those three specific songs.
Like, okay. Tonight. Because tonight,
we're gonna make it right. Okay, but you also were saying, like, does Sea Moon never end?
I'm not putting this above Sea Moon, my man. I am putting Only Love Remains above Sea Moon.
Okay, then. Right. Well, that's where you and I part ways.
You have 40 more records. It's Tony's turn. Take it, Tony!
Well, Tony is busy working on the hottest Chicago-based TV show this side of Perfect Strangers.
Hulu's the bear, so I'll take it from here. Meanwhile, producer Casey is kicking ass in Southern California and TJ is probably performing comedy for corporate audiences in Dallas, Texas. While, let's be honest, failing miserably. And me, P3Z Nuts, well, I'm here to thank you for listening to the Untitled Beatles podcast. Please like and subscribe, and if you really dig us, why not leave us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts, even if it's on the dark web. That's also my favorite Christopher Nolan film. Stay tuned for more all-new episodes of the Untitled Beatles podcasts, including a recap of the first reissue of the Let It Be movie since the 1980s VHS release. Plus, Macca's legendary one-hand clapping will finally see the light of day in a few weeks. And, after we're all dead, Apple plans to release Carnival of Light. But don't worry, we're here to cover all the latest Beatles news as only a couple of Chicago jagbags can. The Untitled Beatles podcast is brought to you by WGN Channel 9's 1987 Fall lineup. If you like television in 1987, be sure to tune into WGN Channel 9 in 1987. See you next week. On behalf of the Untitled Beatles podcast, me gone.
Me gone.
Untitled Beatles podcast. Like and subscribe.
Cheers, Chicago. It's a whole new season on Channel 9. At 5 o'clock, stand up and face reality.
I can't help it if guys walk around me. They're only human.
The facts of life. Then.
Go for it.
The funniest radio show on TV. WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah!
At 6, no! Join the coach, Sam, and Diane, and the whole gang on Cheers.
You want to talk about excitement, huh?
And at 6:30, it's Barney Miller.
I figure anything can happen.
It's a week to cheer about, beginning Monday night on Channel 9.